The West Virginia National Guard began conducting tests for COVID-19 this week at a poultry processing plant in Moorefield-Hardy County. According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, the number of positive tests in the county have increased recently. In a virtual press conference Friday, Governor Jim Justice said members of the National Guard would be sent to Moorefield to respond to testing needs at Pilgrim's Pride, a chicken processing plant that's the largest employer in the county. Testing of about 940 workers will occur on every shift, according to a news release from a Hardy County Sheriff's Office spokesman. The office is handling media requests for the health department. Employees will have the choice to be tested for COVID-19, according to a Pilgrim's Pride representative. The company said employees will have their temperatures checked daily and that it won't punish workers for not coming into work for health reasons. The sheriff's office spokesman told WVPB he believes there were a few cases related to the plant, but he did not elaborate, and Pilgrims won't say either. The number of confirmed cases in the county jumped from 3 on April 27th to 16 as of Monday morning, according to DHHR's coronavirus tracker and the Hardy County Health Department. Meat processing plant workers are an especially vulnerable population during this crisis. Thousands of workers have tested positive for the coronavirus at meat processing plants across the country, leading to the closure of some plants and prompting meat shortages. The Moorefield plant is still open. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.